My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about one way to identify and refine your team's best ideas. Play believing and doubting. Believing and doubting keeps us open to a range of ideas and enables us to identify shortcomings we should address. The believing and doubting game comes from Peter Elbow's book, Writing Without Teachers. The book aims to help people strengthen their writing, and as with so many writing strategies, these strategies can help our thinking too. Here's how it works. The doubting part is probably familiar. It's just critical thinking. The doubting game, Elbow explains, seeks truth by indirection, by seeking error. When we play the doubting game, we identify shortcomings or blind spots in an argument or plan. This is valuable for pointing us toward ways to improve it. In the believing game, on the other hand, we choose not to hunt for problems. Instead, according to Elbow, we are trying to find not errors, but truths. He suggests thinking of the believing game as trying to get inside the head of someone who saw things this way. Why does the person really like and believe in this proposition? By playing the believing game, we deepen our understanding of other people's ideas. By doing this with multiple ideas, we identify what's most attractive and useful, so we can stick with the ideas we love the most. So when your team is trying to find the best way forward, whether that's how to approach a marketing campaign, how to pitch work to a client, or how to solve a problem with a service you offer, try playing believing and doubting. First, capture all the ideas people have shared, and work as a group to really believe in each of them. What works about them? How do other things fall into place or make more sense in light of this idea? Take your time with each idea, really getting inside it. Notice which ones you find compelling. Your focus is not on eliminating ideas, but on finding the ones you love the most. And once you have an idea you're excited about, then try playing the doubting game, looking for errors. Notice any limitations or weaknesses in the idea or any blind spots. If this idea didn't work out in the way you hope, what would be the reason? Can you find ways to address these issues? You can play believing and doubting with a single idea too. It's a great way to consider whether or not to go with a proposal and how to strengthen it. First, believe the idea. Recognize its insights and benefits. How could this go really well? Then doubt. How could this go badly? After believing and doubting, does the proposal seem attractive? If so, how can you improve it? One reason I like this approach is that the believing and doubting game helps create an open culture where people are willing to share their ideas because they know that their colleagues will try to love their suggestions rather than just shooting them down. The believing game helps us be receptive to a wider range of ideas too, including ones that are bold or unexpected. Then the doubting helps us refine ideas, no matter who proposed them. The more you play this game, the more you normalize feedback. People become more comfortable with pointing out possible issues because doubting isn't being critical, it's just part of the process, and it lets us make good ideas better. Likewise, treating doubting as a game depersonalizes critiques, so people are less likely to feel hurt. The whole process is not about an idea winning or losing, but rather about deeply appreciating ideas and honestly critiquing them, all in the interest of making them better. And who doesn't want better ideas? In the meantime, This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.